How about this for stating the obvious? Both Trinity and St. X had their first football games Friday night. However, I say without doubt that the discipline of practice began weeks, months, years ago. The greatness of those teams are a direct result of their players not disdaining the discipline of their coaches nor the rigor of their sport. Would that all Catholics have the same discipline in the practice of the faith. For as far back as your Christian life goes, back to the day of your baptism, you were exhorted to live the disciplines and practices of the Catholic Church. You were told at baptism that the Catholic way of life, the true religion, is not an easy road. But if we but live out its demands in this mortal life, it does promise eternal life. Now, as the coach exhorts his players toward a championship, so did the priest who baptized you exhort you, through your parents and godparents perhaps, to the goal of loving and serving God in this life and being happy with Him in the next and eternal life. We all know that football is a challenging sport that requires a lot of memory, strength, athletic skill. Lots of boys can play the sport in the backyard, but few can rise to the challenge of yearly national prominence and play in one of the nation's largest high school games in front of the sellout crowd at Cardinal Stadium. And I respect the young men who put forth all that effort. But let me tell you this. Sport is but a fleeting act of fun compared to the glories of serving Christ the King in this life and the possibility of reigning with Christ the King in eternal life. Yet I'll admit, too, that many of the skills that are required to play top-notch football can easily transfer over to the path of holiness that's laid out for the followers of Christ the King. Don't be fooled into thinking that you don't need memory, strength, skill to live a saintly Catholic life. We each need to develop the disciplines of the Catholic life so as to become saints. I've said this a half a dozen times at daily mass lately. We do need a Saint so-and-so of St. Matthew's. Or 10 or 20 or 80. My first suggestion is that you put forth as much effort as football players do for a championship season. And if that doesn't resonate with you, put forth instead the effort of the tailgating moms and dads who discipline their lives to be present at every game, fundraiser, etc., etc. And if that doesn't suit your style, put forth the effort of the coaching staff, those whose plans chart that way to victory. It is not lost on the clergy. It is not lost on the clergy at all how much energy and enthusiasm goes into the very fun and very rewarding glories of sport. And it is also not lost on us, as with St. Paul, that Catholics often seem to forget, quote from the second reading, the exhortation addressed to you as children. My son, do not disdain the discipline of the Lord or lose heart when reproved by him. For whom the Lord loves, he disciplines. When coaches discipline, it brings about a better team, no? Here's the hard part of the homily. When coaches discipline, it brings about a better team. Yet, what about when father disciplines? What about when Father disciplines? Where might your Catholic discipline and practice be weak-kneed? Get to the confessional and confess those sins. Where might your hands be drooping in your worship of the Holy Trinity? Ask God specifically to give you the graces needed to revive those parts of your life. What crooked paths have your feet taken lately? Undertake the discipline of fasting that the Lord might straighten your thinking, your actions, or your family life. Do these challenging spiritual disciplines and practices, quote, that what is lame and may not be disjointed, but healed. No one, at least around here, no one wants to see football programs like St. X or Trinity fall into being lame or disjointed. And so much more does no one want to see the true and universal faith of Jesus Christ fall into being lame or disjointed. And each of us, is responsible for our own Catholic discipline and practice. So how about it? Let us eliminate lameness and disjointedness among our ranks. Each Catholic can repent from whatever sin plagues them. Whichever one just passed through your mind, you can repent from that. From every sin. Each Catholic is called to glory beyond all telling. Each Catholic must desire a championship infinitely beyond that of high school football.